In our worldview today, senior U.S. and Russian officials are meeting in Geneva in an effort to defuse tensions along Russia's border with Ukraine. The talks are the first in a series of discussions taking place in Europe to address the Kremlin's demands that the U.S. and NATO reduce their presence in Ukraine and other parts of Eastern Europe. It comes as Western countries raise concerns about a possible Russian military intervention in Ukraine with roughly 100,000 troops stationed along the border. The State Department said Deputy Secretary of State Wendy Sherman stressed the freedom of sovereign nations to choose their own alliances in a reference to Ukraine's desire to join NATO. The talks in Geneva will be followed by a NATO-Russia meeting in Brussels on Wednesday and a meeting in Vienna of the Multilateral Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. Over in Australia, tennis fans celebrated outside a Melbourne courthouse after a judge ordered tennis star Novak Djokovic be released from detention. Djokovic was detained at the airport last week after immigration officials canceled his visa into the country, saying he did not have sufficient evidence to receive a vaccine exemption. On Monday, though, a judge restored his visa, saying Djokovic had been treated unfairly. The tennis star then took to Twitter shortly after, saying he intended to stay in Melbourne and compete at the Australian Open to defend his title. Meanwhile, in Belgrade, Djokovic's family held a press conference where his mother accused Australian authorities of torturing his son while in detention. The tennis star revealed he received a vaccine exemption from local authorities after testing positive for the virus back in December. The government already threatened to cancel Djokovic's visa for a second time. And the Chinese city of Tianjin has reported 41 new COVID infections amid a push to test all 14 million residents. The small outbreak in the city is the first in China linked to the Omicron variant, and it comes just weeks before the Beijing Winter Olympic Games are set to begin. Tianjin's proximity to the capital's cities raised fresh concerns about China's ability to maintain its zero COVID policy, even as athletes prepare to travel from around the world. So far, the government's limited lockdown to parts of the city affected by the infections, including schools, some subway stops, as well as museums and the libraries, have been closed, and lockdowns remain in effect in the cities of Yuzhou and Xi'an.